Station today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
EDU, MyComputerCareer.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yet another Democrat enters the 2020 race. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for President of the United States of America.
And he joins several other senators who want to be in the White House. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave Booker, a former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, announces candidacy in an online video, highlighting his family's struggle to move into a predominantly white neighborhood with good public schools, saying, "Together, America, we will rise."
It is not a matter of can we. It's a matter of do we have the collective will, the American will. I believe we do.
Booker, part of an expanding pool of Democrats seeking the party's presidential nomination, fellow Senator Kamala Harris jumped in the race 2 weeks ago. Dave.
Rachel, President Trump told the New York Times he doesn't think he can get along with the House Speaker anymore. This after he said to reporters at the White House,
"Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall. She'll be begging for a wall. She will say, 'Mr. President, please, please give us a wall.'"
Pelosi repeated again yesterday the House will not fund a wall. The president says if a bipartisan group of lawmakers don't give him the money and a compromise by a deadline in 2 weeks, he could declare a national emergency and find other ways to fund it. The U.S. is expected to make it official this morning, a withdrawal from the Cold War-era nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Russia accusing the Trump administration of being unwilling to listen or negotiate, saying it regrets the apparently imminent American withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty signed by President Reagan in 1987. The U.S. alleges that a new Russian missile violates the terms of the treaty. Russia says it doesn't, and President Putin has warned there could be a new arms race if the accord collapses. Dave?
Simon, it is frigid again in the northern U.S. Feels like 40 below zero in Minnesota, but it's above zero in Chicago, 5 degrees. The deep freeze starting to thaw. It'll be in the 50s there Monday. This is Fox News.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security, to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year.
One of the reasons President Trump says we need more wall at the border is to keep drugs from coming in from Mexico. Well, U.S. and Customs and Border Protection announced yesterday their biggest fentanyl bust ever. Nearly 254 pounds of the drug, considered an opioid that is fueling a national epidemic of overdoses, was found in a truck of produce heading into Arizona. President Trump says intelligence leaders he disagrees with told him their testimony this week, which was public and televised, was taken out of context. The press distorted the threat assessments.
President Trump pushing back once again against his intelligence chiefs a day after accusing them of being passive and naive about the dangers posed by Iran.
You know, I disagree with certain things that they said. I think I'm right, but time will prove time will prove me right, probably. I think Iran is a threat. It's a very big threat.
In sworn congressional testimony on Tuesday, the director of national intelligence and the director of the CIA both said that Iran is complying with the Iran nuclear deal and is not taking steps to manufacture a nuclear bomb. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The president's fellow Republicans in the Senate are at odds with him on Afghanistan and Syria, approving a bipartisan resolution opposing U.S. troop withdrawals.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced the amendment as part of a broader Middle East policy bill sanctioning Syria and providing security assistance to Israel. McConnell has warned about Al-Qaeda and ISIS's continued presence in Afghanistan and Syria.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In less than a half hour, we'll get an update on the job market. Economists expect about 165,000 people were hired last month.
800,000 federal workers without pay working during the shutdown will count as employed in that jobs report, and 3.9% the unemployment rate expected to hold steady.
Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco on Wall Street. Before the report, stock futures are down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. ESPN 93.5 with local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person was hospitalized after an early Thursday morning house fire just north of Urbana. The residents of the home in the 400 block of Beeson Road were displaced. A garage was fully engulfed in flames when crews got to the scene. A man broke a window to help a woman who was trapped in a basement. He was taken to a hospital with minor burns and cuts to his hands. A 30-year-old Champaign man who is accused of using a belt to discipline a child has been charged with aggravated battery to a child under age 13. Pasquale Simon is charged. The child apparently got in trouble on Monday for throwing a chair at school, then reportedly did the same thing at home. That's what prompted the man to hold the child down with his foot and hit the child 10 times with a belt. A teacher at a Champaign school notified police. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 mortgage team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Happy February, Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. Here we go. It's a new month, and we've got a high 29. Not a bad start to February. Down to around 24 this evening, partly cloudy. Then some patchy fog heads our way. 43 the high tomorrow, down to 37. Partly sunny on Super Bowl Sunday. We've got a high near 60 down to around 44.
Man.
30% chance of precipitation heading into Monday. High 65.
What?
I know. In fact, some people are saying this could be dangerous, the thawing that's happening so fast. Right now, the temperature's at 15, wind chill at 5, ESPN 93.5.
Why would the thawing...
Like, especially in the low-lying areas. Where
flooding and stuff. It's not right. That much snow on the ground, though. It's not like... tons of snow.
That's right.
Anyway, all right. What the heck? I'm not complaining. 110 degrees flip on minus 50 to 65.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. ESPN 93.5. We've got Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, before the Super Bowl. We also talk Super Bowl commercials next hour. What to expect at $5 million per 30. 30-second spots or $5 million. You got to make sure they're really, really good when you have that league, that's for sure. Okay, the GOP poised to rebuke President Trump. Frustrated Republicans say it's time for the Senate to reclaim more power over foreign policy, or planning to move a measure that would be a stunning rebuke to the president of their own party. Republican strategist, Accuracy in Media Executive Director Gus Portella. How are you, Gus?
Hi, how are you?
Good. First question, how's Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico, you know, it's doing better, thankfully. Slowly but surely, it's getting there, and you know, I'm glad that that it is. I think in the next couple of years, they'll be able to hopefully completely be back to where they were pre-hurricane.
Yeah, well, I know you're originally from there. I love Puerto Rico. I've been to San Juan many times. All right, Gus, what's going on in the GOP? What's this story about?
Well, I think it's a about ensuring that there is some distance in for the GOP to really send a message to the president, a friendly message, letting him know that, you know, having some U.S. presence in the Syria area, the Middle East, really, would benefit the United States long term and the foreign policy, in our foreign policy towards that region.
Okay. Will anything come of it? I mean, will the president listen? Will he back off backing out of Somalia and other places like Syria?
Out of Syria, you know, I think he's slightly switched or changed his tone. I think you had the resignation of Secretary Mattis, and then later some Republicans like Lindsey Graham going on the record and letting the president know their stern disagreement over it, I think really helped him to sort of, I guess, soften his tone on it. You know, I don't think necessarily, you know, that this is the president kind of going back on his campaign promises and saying, hey, look, I said I would destroy ISIS, what they did. And later after that, we would, you know, return our troops home, whatever units we use to do that. And I think, you know, he's firmly on that. But Republicans are, I think the main point they're trying to get away from this is, look, listen to your generals on this. They know.
Yeah, right. Gus Portillo, Accuracy and Media Executive Director. The president says fake news. Is it more fake news than it's ever been, Gus, based on what you guys do?
There's a lot of it, certainly. I mean, look, I think just recently, you know, there's a an article that ran from the Telegraph, I believe, in the UK that attacked Melania Trump, the first lady, and basically almost everything that was included in that article was fake news, and to the point where they're now having to pay reparations for what they said. And so, look, the president runs into this problem on a daily basis. You know, you have the mainstream media out there that's so eager to get him out of office and to weaken him that you know, they run into you know, kind of a rabbit hole, yeah, if you will. And ultimately, they don't necessarily tell what the real story is. So that's what Accuracy Media does. Accuracy Media sort of cuts through the clutter of all of that. It ensures that that everybody gets a fair shake, and also that the media is called out when they're behaving badly.
Yeah, it's never quite been like this. It's really people have taken a side in the last decade more than ever. Gus, why do Hispanics overwhelmingly vote for Democrats?
Well, I think Hispanics really, you know, have not heard too much from the Republican side. You know, I think Republicans have been doing a better job in recent years of reaching out to this very important voting bloc, very important community. You know, ultimately, you know, they shy away, or at least in my opinion, Republicans tend to shy away because of these tough, you know, conversations that are being had about immigration. You know, that's a little bit biased in my opinion, because, you know, even Hispanics, care about border security. They care about, immigration. They care about, you know, people coming here legally, just like many of these people did, themselves. You know, they went through the system. Even if the system is broken, they went through it. And so I think it's important to note that, I think it's important to have an open discussion as to what this is. This is not, you know, the United States being unwelcoming to immigrants. This is the United States following its laws.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Regulations.
I don't understand. I would secure the border. I would have a pathway to citizenship for dreamers. You can call it whatever you want. Fix it, because you have to stop the people from coming in. And what's wrong with legal immigration? I don't understand the discussion.
Right. And look, when you're also including in the discussion that this is about stopping the flow of drugs into the United States, I think it resonates really well with them. Look, many of these people came from the Central American countries, the ones that came here legally and went through the process. They came here running away from the drugs, from the violence that is occurring in those countries at the moment.
Well, Gus, how do people follow you? How do they find Accuracy in Media?
Well, Accuracy Media, our website is www.aim.org, and you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Gus, G-U-S, Portela, P-O-R-T-E-L-A.
Hey, thanks for the time this morning. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Gus Portela, Accuracy in Media in Washington, D.C. Here we go with sports headlines at a quarter after 7.
So it's called The Ugly and, Yes, Slightly Gross Truth of Stadium Bathrooms in this article I was just combing over about how Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium is gearing up for the 70,000 fans and all that they'll be drinking. And
well, it happens every NFL Sunday.
I know it. Well, they've made some special arrangements to accommodate the Super Bowl fans, especially the ones that are paying $3,000 a ticket.
You either get drunk or you don't, and you either miss the urinal or you don't, right?
The articles also comb over the commercial breaks and how cities have to be ready to brace for impact.
Washing at the same time.
Exactly.
Well, you don't leave for the commercials, you leave for the game.
And then they cite the $300 million renovation of Wrigley Field and what happened in 2013 when they had problems with the restroom. And it also combs over Wrigley Field's urinal troughs. I didn't realize you guys had that. So, anyway.
I don't know. I can't comment on you. You're an old trough.
I don't know why I was drawn to that this morning.
Well, I would think that the audience at the Super Bowl is a little more corporate than blue collar.
Okay.
I think the fans in Chicago at Soldier Field, it's going to be a little different texture because the tickets are so expensive.
Yeah.
That you're going to have people that buy blocks from big old corporations.
Mm-hmm.
The average fan goes to some extent, but I think there's a whole lot of people that don't normally go to games at these things.
Another thing that might come up at your Super Bowl party is this headline here says federal judge rejects possible do-over of
that.
The Rams-Dance playoffs.
Yeah, play it again. Let's go.
And sorry that everybody's bitter and all the arrangements that are being done to kind of protest and turn away from that Super Bowl game, especially down in New Orleans where they won't serve New England clam chowder and some of them airing the Puppy Bowl and airing the Saints Colts game that happened 9 years ago.
Super 44.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of airing the Super Bowl that's happening on Sunday.
Yeah.
Nebraska, 1:15 tomorrow. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I say Kenny, you say Battle.
No. I say Kenny, and then you say Battle.
You say Battle.
So I say Kenny.
You say Battle.
Kenny.
Battle.
Kenny.
Battle.
There you go.
We got it.
Finally.
That's the bobblehead.
Took right up to the tip to get that one right.
So in any case, 1:15 tomorrow. That's the first of three in the home games. And orange is what it's all about inside the next three games. We have Ohio State beating our Illini women's basketball team. Brandi Beasley led the Illini with 23. 78-70 was the final. Our wrestling team has Ohio State tonight. Tennis will host Duke. We have Illinois track and field to Nebraska. So Orlando over the Indianapolis Pacers, that final 107-100. And in NHL action, the Blackhawks are at Buffalo tonight. Of course, it's all about Rams and Patriots and what's going to happen, who you got, and all that.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny chiming in on the game in about 10 minutes. We'll do that coming up. Would you like to go to the Illini-Nebraska game? If you would like to go, I've got the legacy box tickets essentially for Townies in zone section B. That's what I got.
Okay.
359-2255. Text in IL or ILL. Whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number?
11.
Texter 11 wins two tickets. Illinois, Nebraska, 1:15 tomorrow. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 29, cloudy to start, gradually becoming sunny, down to 24 this evening. Late, we have some fog issues that carries into Saturday morning, where there's a high 43 tomorrow, down to 37 at night, up towards 60 on Sunday with partly sunny conditions. And would you believe the mid-60s on Monday with a 50% chance of rain?
Amazing.
15 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com, 359-2255 is our text line.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is expected to react this morning to the Labor Department's January employment report. Facebook's earnings were much stronger than expected. Though it's been dealing with a privacy scandal, its number of daily active users rose to 1.52 billion, up 9% from a year ago. Amazon's holiday quarter rose to a record. However, investors are concerned that its growth might not be as strong this year. Insurance company Cigna says its profit declined 46% in the recent quarter. Though its customer base grew, Wall Street was expecting an even weaker quarter. Cigna and Express Scripts merged last year. Commercial real estate and mall operator Simon Property Group is reporting a stronger than expected quarter. It was helped by new businesses opening. And stocks rose to the strongest January in 30 years last month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Illinois.
Exactly.
Well, that's why I put that. It's baseball. It's a ball game, not Illinois.
Right.
Weird.
I know. I'm sorry about the late.
Jane, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. You win my good tickets in the Legacy Box for tomorrow's game at 1:15.
Perfect. Looking forward to it.
Can you wear some orange for me?
Absolutely. I'll be all decked out in orange.
Big fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Have a great day at work.
Thank
and happy
you.
Friday. You bet. Jane Dowler wins. Say again?
A Villa Grover.
Yeah.
Blue Devil.
You kind of have this thing with Villa Grove, dance team at
well,
Unity.
And, you know, we did better than them on the dancing this past weekend when Anna was at state.
It's kind of a Bears Packer thing.
It is.
The Villa Grove and Unity dance team.
And, you know, we said, you know, where did we place? And then we said, where did Villa Grove place? So we were 6 and they were 12 this year.
Yeah. So I heard that was like, we didn't win it, but we did beat Villa Grove.
Yeah, I know. It's silly.
No.
And there's more camaraderie with the gals at St. Joe Ogden. And we do a dance together at halftime. That has come and gone. So
you're telling me you can't get along with Villa Grove and your Hatfield and McCoy's with Villa Grove.
It wasn't like that back in the day. I mean, we even did with Bob Imony student council exchanges at a lot of these schools and, you know, spent the day in these schools and in seats and went through the student schedule and stuff. I mean, whatever. These kids these days, Stevie.
Kids these days and the social media rampage that it is.
Right.
From the day-to-day operations to long-term planning, running a family business is hard work. You probably dream to see its success for generations. The Family Business Institute says only 3 in 10 family businesses survived the second generation. Well, Busey's standing by to help you plan that. If that's something you're assuming will happen, you might want to plan it, communicate it, value what you're doing as far as what's the value of the business. Generally, we all overestimate stuff like that. Get some help, determine a successor, get it all in writing. 88% of current family business owners think their families will take over, but few businesses actually survive it. The experts at Busey help you evaluate succession options related to tax, legal, and estate planning issues, identify goals, potential resource gaps. Whatever your financial needs, Busey and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop into one of their many convenient locations, 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com for all your financial needs. Member FDIC.
Whenever I hear that, I think of my brother, Michael Ducey, and his son, Austin, and passing the baton and how he went to Purdue and specialized in concrete construction and all that. Good stuff.
They're going to do it? They're going to transition?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's going on now.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard the baseball theme, which should have been the Illini theme,
right.
I was thinking, we're working on that Cardinal bus trip.
Yes.
Back in the day, we didn't always do Cardinals and Cubs. Is that mandatory? Because it's really hard to find a Cub-Cardinal game. There's no weekday day games. We don't like going to night games because you're back at 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the corral drinking people is a little easier in the daytime than nighttime kind of thing.
True.
So anyway, we're working on it. We're looking at that weekend, first weekend in June.
Oh, good.
It's Cubs and Cardinals, and it probably will be a Saturday or Sunday. The Saturday game's at 6, Sunday afternoon at 1:15.
Okay, both of those sound appealing to me.
Yeah, but I can't, you know, we got to find buses. Peoria Charter's out of buses.
I see.
That weekend, so unless we all want to drive and just caravan 400 cars, I don't think that'll work. So got to work on the bus.
Okay.
Anyway, we're working on it. Stevie J Travel will offer Wrigley Field the following week. I don't think I have many tickets left. I only bought 50, and 30 of them are gone.
Wow.
We haven't even announced it, but people just want to go.
Yeah.
Mary Beth said a lot of demand for Wrigley Field. So Cardinals at Chicago, like June 9 or something.
My goodness, that's awesome.
It's hard to get the, you know how hard it is to get to the buses can't drop off close to Wrigley anymore, right?
I know it. There's a three-block walk at least.
Why is that?
I don't know.
They've got to have a bus loop where buses drop and leave.
Right.
And then buses pick up. I don't understand the
law. And at that rooftop party, there is a street in between, and I don't understand why they don't make that the bus pass.
I'm confused, because some people don't walk very well and have walkers.
You're right about that.
They can't do half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, that's why it's a little more in demand. It's hard to get to Wrigley.
I mean, can we go to stevejtravel.com?
Not yet. I don't think it's even up yet, because it's just one of those you don't even have to advertise very much, because people want to go.
Right.
So you can keep checking the site. We'll pop it up at some point.
Of course, US 105.9, your home for the Chicago Cubs.
You bet.
Cubs.
Yep. And by the way, you got a brand new contract, about to sign 2 more years with the Cubbies. So
excellent.
Okay, we're going to get Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny on the radio. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. Brady and the Patriots are favored. I think the Rams are a better football team, but they're taking into account the experience and Bill Belichick, the coach, and the amazing success that the Patriots have had. I think the Rams are better at football.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what Johnny and Mike say. That's next. ESPN 93.5. It's the first day of February, 2-1-19 at 729.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is celebrating Restaurant Week now through February 2nd. Enjoy their $9 lunch option with soup salad combo with curry chicken and rice and the kale and quinoa salad. Or try Big Grove's steak and chicken taco platters or one of their flat top burgers. At dinner, enjoy Big Grove's $19 three-course option, super salad, dessert, and choice of entree favorites like steak frites, chicken mole, pork belly and rice, or mushroom risotto. Pair three favorite micro beers with your meal for an extra $10. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign, where everyone's welcome.
Hey, homeowner, you ready to do some fun math?
Fun? Like calculating my mortgage interest deduction?
Yeah, sort of. Grab a calculator. Now subtract 15 from 2019.
2004. What's it mean?
If your furnace was installed in 2004 or earlier, Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing will visit your home for a 100% free, no-obligation furnace check.
Our home was built in 2002, which means the furnace is 17 years old.
That's a free furnace check.
Free!
100% free from Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Call them today.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or 2 single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Another contender enters the Democratic presidential field, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Booker, a former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, announces candidacy in an online video, saying, "Together, America, we will rise."
It is not a matter of can we. It's a matter of do we have the collective will, the American will. I believe we do.
Booker, part of an expanding pool of Democrats seeking the party's presidential nomination.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Some of the other Democrats in the race, fellow Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris. The January jobs report just out. It's the broadest measure of the labor market, showing 304,000 jobs created. That is way above expectations of 170,000 jobs. The unemployment rate edging up 4% from 3.9%. This is Fox News.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. If you want pre-owned, Dale's got a lot of pre-owned on the lot right now. But, of course, their Honda is a fabulous vehicle. Whatever make or model you're looking at, they've got it ready to test drive. So customer-focused, the other morning, Ben Quattrone texted me and said, tell people we'll bring the warm car to their home if they want to test drive.
That's right.
That's hungry. That's why you win a Honda President's Award. Service before, during, and after the sale. Why don't you experience what an award-winning dealership looks and feels like? Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries in a multi-vehicle crash on I-74 last night. Three semis and three vehicles collided in the wreck that happened between the Neal and Lincoln exits. WCIA says emergency crews had to pry the semis apart because they had pushed together. State police said the slick roads played a role in the crash. A 30-year-old Champaign man who was accused of using a belt to discipline a child has been charged with aggravated battery to a child under age 13. Pasquale Simon is charged. The child apparently got in trouble on Monday for throwing a chair at school, then reportedly did the same thing at home. That's what prompted the man to hold the child down with his foot and hit the child 10 times with a belt. A man facing charges of unauthorized videotaping has surrendered to police. McShane Washington was accused of shooting video of a juvenile in a bathroom at a Champaign Hardee's last August. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Going on now at Game Day Spirit Stores, get 20% off all orange apparel when you mention the Orange Out game at the counter. The Orange Out game is Tuesday night, February 5th at the State Farm Center. Illinois men's basketball plays Michigan State at 6 p.m., and the first 1,000 fans through the main doors will receive a free Orange Out t-shirt from Game Day Spirit. For more information about the Orange Out, visit the Facebook event and be ready for this all-out fan experience on February 5th, brought to you by Game Day Spirit.
Dare to Dream, Dream to Build event. Friday, February 8th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, hosted by the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois, benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County, and Build My Future. For tickets, visit daretodream2019.com.
All right, much better weather forecast brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair. For windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
High 29, decrease in the clouds as the day progresses. Partly sunny by this afternoon, low 64 tonight. Some fog could come our way and carry into Saturday morning. But tomorrow's high at 43, down to 37. Up towards 60 on Sunday with partly sunny conditions. 68 on Monday with a 50% chance of rain, breeze. Right now, the temperature's at 17. ESPN 93.5.
What fun.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah, we're going to get him back. That's Chris Thomas. He's agreed to come out and stand in our studio and work on his DJing skills. Volleyball coach Chris Thomas, the Nighthawk. Ladies and gentlemen, happy to welcome back Coach Mike Ditka in Naples. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Brother Johnny in Colorado this morning. Johnny?
Well, we're up in the mountains, Stevie J, and I'm glad to hear it's getting warm in Illinois.
Going to be 50 in Chicago by Monday, 60 in Champaign by Monday, a deep freeze here. All right, Mike Ditka, it's Super Bowl 53. Any thoughts? I mean, I think the Rams are a better football team, Coach, but the Patriots are favored by 2.5.
Well, you know, I think anybody can win the football game. I mean, you got two real good teams, and I think this year, you know, I think two best teams got there. I mean, you could put the Saints in that equation too, but I really love what the Rams have. I love the talent they have. I love the way they do things, their coaching. But I tell you got to get up early in the morning if you're going to beat the Patriots. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't care who's favorite or anything else. You got to. I mean. They're like, this is their second home, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Patriots. So I mean, they'll be ready to go. They know what's going on, and I don't know. You know, maybe the Rams can do it, but it'll be hard. They'll be hard pressed.
I agree. I think between Belichick, he's got Gronkowski and Edelman, and he's got Cooks now. And well, they just got firepower, and they got a good game plan. They've been there, and Yeah, I'm not coming to a loss. We're actually going to be trying to ski, Steve. I don't know. But without the Saints in, Stevie, I'm really not interested. But curious.
No, Coach, listen, it's been a struggle. And you know, for those that say you got to get over it, then that might happen to your team. To the way the Saints didn't get to the Super Bowl, it just hurts a lot because it's so hard to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, I would say that, I think that they did a great job down in New Orleans coaching and with the organization, and they had a good football team. You know, it just, hey, it wasn't meant to be. When things like that happen, it's not meant to be.
But, Coach, I tell you, you'd appreciate up and in Chicago and now in Denver. I wear that Saints coat that actually you gave to me. And I tell you, people are like, man, I can't believe that call.
Well,
I mean,
well, this
at every level.
You know, and I think, you know, there's one thing the league has to understand. The whole object is to get it right. And they didn't get it right. And they could have got it right. And that's a shame.
Well, I think it would have been a better matchup to have Drew Brees against Tom Brady, but that's just me.
Yeah, it'll change, though, because the integrity is on the line now. A lot of people are suspicious of a bias, and it doesn't matter whether that's true or not. You can't have that perception. It's just
you got to
fix it. Like
pop.
Yeah.
And, Coach,
I will say, Steve, there's one thing that's really actually a blessing. If you look at this country of ours, everybody's got enough time to watch the game, a place to be warm, and enough to eat. And I don't think a lot of us have enough to do. you know, to worry about or even have that on your mind out in Colorado and Chicago, that's amazing to me. I can understand it.
Well,
Coach.
And, Coach, you know what? As I mentioned, we got back from Asia after, you know, 2.5-3 weeks in Asia. And, you know, you see some of the things that people in China are doing, and Japan and South Korea and Hong Kong and Vietnam and Bangkok. And I saw some people living in boxes with nothing, absolutely nothing, totally no food. And they're just trying to figure out how to feed the kids and live another day. And here we are in America talking about Russian collusion. It just felt weird. Our discussions are so nonsensical in a lot of cases versus survival in a lot of part of the world.
Well, we've been blessed by God, and that doesn't have to continue. If we don't open our eyes and start doing the right things, we'll have problems too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, Stevie, and you just take it for granted. But, boy, it's we've got a lot, and I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, and let me just play this clip from a potential presidential candidate. The Democrats, as we know, are being pulled left by the far-left progressives. All of a sudden, another Democrat's getting, looks like he's getting in the field, the former CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz. And he's a Democrat, but he says, I no longer relate to the Democratic Party.
I believe if there was a better choice, a centrist independent that spoke to the American people about trying to solve complex problems with a level of sensibility to advance the promise of America, that millions of Republicans would vote for a third person. The word independent is a designation on the ballot. And I view this as an opportunity to unite the country to run, if I do choose to run, as an American under one banner, the American flag.
And he said, I'm going to defend the American dream, and the Democrats went nuts. What has happened to the Democratic Party, Mike?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's really a shame because it's not about what's right anymore. It's about what people think is right, which is not always right, not even close to being right. And that's what's happening. It's a shame.
Well, too, Coach, the Democrats have really moved past politics and issues, and it just seems to be all about getting power and control. That's all they care about.
First of all,
and then they'll talk about it, but
nobody, there could not be a worse thing happen to them than Trump getting elected, because he fights back.
Yeah.
So he's not going to sit down and take it. So he's aggravating the hell out of them. There's no question about that. That's okay. I mean, I think he has the right to do that. And I think he'll continue to do it because he's doing what he thinks is right for America. And I really believe that. I'm sorry. I believe that.
Well, I'm surprised, Stevie, that as far left as they were when Trump was elected, that they don't understand that's why he was elected.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
That he might get elected again.
Yeah. Well, and I think for the first time, I actually think with the way the environment is, with the Democrats going far too left, too far left, and with Donald Trump being absolutely excoriated unfairly, I think, most of the time, and he is, he's an agitator, there's no doubt about it. I think a guy like Howard Schultz is going to get some attention. So I predict the Democrats will have to demonize Howard Schultz much like they have Donald Trump.
That's probably true.
See, that's their only strategy. Mike, that's all they do is demonize anyone who disagrees with them. They don't have a case to be made for what they're presenting. And if you disagree with what they want to do, they demonize you. They attack you personally. That's what that's not politics. That's just a sham.
It really is.
So,
well, we'll see if we can self-correct, Johnny. You studied all this stuff about independents, Democrats, and Republicans. We'll see if this country will say, you know what, you guys, you're being dragged too far away from what a Democrat could and has been. And we'll see. And Howard Schultz has been smart enough to recognize, I'll get lost in this mess. I'll never be a Democrat. I can't win that way.
Well, let's do what's best for the country. Yeah.
And Schultz is the Starbucks guy, right?
Yeah, Steve? Yeah. He founded that. He started in the projects. He said that, you know, I'm being criticized for being a billionaire. I started in the projects. He talked about when his dad came in, he was in the shower, he disrespected his mother. And his dad beat him to a pulp, and he watched all the blood come down the drain. Guys had a challenging upbringing, and he said, I thought to be that successful is the whole point. I started with nothing, and here's what I did. You're supposed to celebrate that.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
you know, and I think that we've all had some of that, you know, or many Americans, as opposed to the places you were just visiting, Steve. And I think that he'll appeal to a lot of people, and it'll be a big problem for the Democrats, for sure. So, hey, you never know, Mike. I tell you, it's hard to predict. That's one thing. It's hard to predict.
The country will survive it, no matter what happens.
And just think, Coach, had you won, run for Senate, you might be president today.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
We'd all be better off.
Well, you know, when you were thinking about running against Barack Obama for United States Senator in Illinois, Johnny and I thought we'd have to be your bodyguards along with Richard Dent and just keep you away from all this stupid stuff.
You guys are funny, I tell you. I never even contemplated it. People talked about it.
Yeah, I know. It just was such a, you know, people sometimes take rumors or thoughts and say, man, can you imagine? And it would have been fascinating to see how, and I asked you about that. I said, Coach, what if you'd have beat a Barack Obama? He never would have been president. And you looked at me and you said, things happen for a reason, Steve.
Well, that's true.
I actually think, Mike, you probably would have won, but.
Well,
it would
pretty interesting.
I don't know if you know.
It's pretty interesting.
Well, but I remember vividly saying he'll just go punch Ted Kennedy. He'll just do that. I mean, you just.
Well, that's possible too.
it was fun. All right, guys, we'll let you go, Coach. I mean, you're going to be watching the Super Bowl. The commercials this year, by the way, are $5 million each for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I pulled mine for restaurants.
Yeah, that's a staggering number there. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see the ratings. If I want to see how many people are watching this particular game this particular year, see if they're continuing to climb. Because the percentage of increased viewers, Stevie, seems to be going slower than the increase in price for those ads.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? I'm sure I'll have it on, but I'm a little bitter and just having a hard time getting over all of this. But we'll see what happens to Rams and Patriots. Mike Ditka, you're the best, and you're recovering still.
Right, God bless you guys. Take care. Have a good one.
Mike, you're playing golf, right?
I am playing golf. All right. Play golf every day.
Attaboy. Doing
all right.
Great.
Well, great,
Mike.
Guys.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Brother Johnny in Colorado this morning. Mike Ditka in Naples, Florida. A little take on the news this morning and the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. We will talk about the commercials. We got one of those commercial experts.
Okay.
That's going to be talking about that next hour after 8:30. And we'll get that going on. We got
Sounds
a law enforcement official of the month coming up.
Oh, good.
We're going to meet Dan Ward.
That's right. I mean, we're in a new month now.
Yeah, it's February 1, so Dan Ward will be our officer, our law enforcement official of the month, former Marine, and he's a hostage negotiator.
Wow.
How do you do that? That'll be coming up. All right, it is 7:46. Quick check of our morning sports headlines. Okay. Diane Ducey.
We had our Illini women's basketball team take a loss to Ohio State yesterday. The final was 78-70. Boy, they battled, though, and Brandi Beasley led the team with 23. Speaking of Ohio State, that's who our wrestling team will be grappling with. In case you want to check that out, our tennis team will host Duke. Illinois track and field heads to Nebraska, and that's who we play tomorrow at the State Farm Center. The first of three home games, wearing a lot of orange on each game. The big orange out, actually, is that Tuesday, February 5th game. But still, head to Game Day Spirit if you like. Check out those bobbleheads while you're there. Tomorrow's game will spotlight Kenny Battle. And it's pretty cool that we're doing a giveaway of all the Flying Illini on Saturday, February 23rd. You could be a part of that Flying Illini reunion as we have some bobbleheads of Tay and Carp. You take a picture of that. You send it to 359-2255 to get in the running to win. Orlando over the Pacers, 107-100 yesterday. NHL action will have the Blackhawks at Buffalo tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. on Bloomington Road in Champaign, proud to provide all their current and future customers with an exceptional service department dedicated to solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's preventative maintenance department saves you time and money. They're your industrial equipment experts. Visit them online to learn more, cmiclean.com or 359-6262, cmiclean.com. 7:48, we'll check your weekend weather. That's coming up.
There's a lot up there. Number one,
check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Groundhog Day tomorrow, so we can find out if we get the spring or winter ahead.
The best thing about Groundhog Day is Bill Murray. That's it. It's just a wonderful tradition they have in Punxsutawney, PA.
That's right.
And whatever is great.
It was a great movie.
It was, yeah, classic.
To contemplate the do-over. High 29 expected today. Decrease in the clouds. 24 our low tonight. Some fog issues before starting at 3 a.m. and before 11 a.m. on Saturday. High 43, low 37. 60 by Sunday and 68 on Monday.
I thought it was 50.
I know.
Who's saying 70?
National Weather Service bumped up the temperature.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
So, temperature's currently at 17. Yeah. ESPN 93.5.
It's like 35 degrees warmer than it was. It feels like it.
Polar vortex.
Yeah. What was the song that came out of the clock radio at Groundhog Day every morning?
Ooh.
What was the song and who sang it? Anybody? 359-2255.
I mean, we could come up with a prize for that.
I don't know. What do we got?
We have a pair of Rodney Carrington tickets. He'll be at the Virginia Theater February 28th.
Comedian Rodney Carrington?
Uh-huh.
All right. We didn't plan this.
Sorry. Why not?
So what was the name of the song that came out of the clock radio in the movie Groundhog Day? Every morning. You remember?
I don't.
I do.
Okay, good.
I got this. 2019 is here. Why don't you upgrade your appliances? My little water that comes out of the fridges is a real first world problem, but it doesn't come out very fast because I think I put a filter that doesn't meet the standards of the refrigerator. Just saying. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has all that covered for you. In business since 1977. All they do is appliances. They do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. Dennis Reakin and his wonderful wife, they do those commercials. Wow! Those. They offer discount pricing, quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection of appliances in central Illinois. They treat you like royalty. Plus, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling some rooms in your home. Nothing like upgrading your appliances. Check them out. The Champaign location is just off of I-74 on Neal Street or online at appliance-world.com. What's the song in Groundhog Day for two tickets to Rodney Carrington at the Virginia coming up in February or March? When is Rodney Carrington?
February 28th.
All right, two free tickets. Stand by. 359-2255. You want to try and text in?
Want a good laugh?
Line drivechampagne.com. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Great, Stevie. How are you?
Good. Groundhog Day tomorrow. From the movie Groundhog Day, what was the song that kept coming out of the radio and the clock radio to Bill Murray every morning?
It's I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher.
Oh, boy. You are a good movie trivia guy. Who could forget Sonny and Cher? Anybody remember? Do you remember them?
I remember Cher, of course.
Yeah, we don't remember
Sonny. The two of them together was just a little bit before I can actually remember.
Big in the 70s. Come on, hit it right here. I got you, baby. Out of the radio every morning for the movie Groundhog Day. Hey, Chris, enjoy the two tickets to Rodney Carrington February 28th at the Virginia Theater.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
You betcha. Didn't Sonny die in a ski accident?
I think
it was a skiing accident. He was a mayor of somewhere, California, Palm Desert or something, Palm Springs, something. And Cher was like 18 when they got together, 18. And she's actually Armenian. Cher Tara Sarkeesian, I believe is her real name. Okay, we'll be right back. Your Fox News next. Going to meet Law Enforcement Official of the Month, Dan Ward, coming up next. And all about the Super Bowl commercials. Stand by.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Houlihan's is celebrating Super Bowl Sunday with their Happy Apps and Drinks specials from 5 to close on February 3rd, $3.95. You can enjoy the chicken wings, buffalo or Thai style, classic spinach dip, Houlihan's shrooms, chicken lettuce wraps, or a couple of Houlihan's mini burgers. Drink specials include half-priced bottles of wine, draft beer, $4 Bloody Marys, Long Islands and martinis, just under $5. Meet at Houlihan's First and St. Mary on Sunday before, during, or after the big game. Hashtag we're here for the commercials. Houlihan.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or